I will show here how you can use the OpenAI API to create a smart home assistant. Our assistant will have ChatGPT abilities, and at the same time, will be able to control the status of lights and other devices in our house. The assistant will understand complex language commands, and will even be able to deduce from the context of the conversation what room we are in and turn on the light there. In addition, you will be able to talk to him as with ChatGPT, i.e., basically ask him about everything, sometimes with better, sometimes with worse results. This topic will focus on using the OpenAI API and choosing the right prompt. In this topic, I will omit issues such as speech-to-text and then text-to-speech. First experiment with prompt, ChatGPT can only write, but it can write a lot, as requested by us. It is able to role-play, behave appropriately, and simulate many situations. So I tried to ask him to divide his speech into two sections, the say section, what he says, and the code section, what he does. Here are my first attempts at prompts. This language model is able to simultaneously remember and act on the initial prompt, and at the same time have a general, casual conversation about cooking, or whatever he has learned. When asked to perform an operation on the lighting, the model correctly uses the API offered to it. Pretty good, fit for assistant. ChatGPT API library used. I wrote the prototype in C#. I use the OpenAI API library. This API can be installed in Visual Studio via NuGet packages. Enter what you need, and bingo. In case of problems, we make sure that we have a sufficiently high version of the NET framework. I had to install 4.7.2 myself. Of course, you need to buy an API and an API key, but I wrote about it some time ago. The OpenAI API library makes everything easy. Here is the smallest example. It's really only three lines, a total of two. The first is to run the API, entering our key. It can be done in several ways. Then you can use it at will. Here is an example of chatting with ChatGPT. The library also supports streaming of responses, i.e. loading them in real time, character by character. It looks like this, C# 8.0 version of the async iterator, pre-C# 8.0 version, action plan, based on the collected information and experiments with prompts. An action plan for creating a home assistant was created. Here is its shortened version. 1. The system launches ChatGPT with a prompt for say and code, along with a list of rooms. 2. The user can communicate with ChatGPT through our application and ChatGPT API. ChatGPT can talk about anything, even making up their own stories. 3. The application additionally parses ChatGPT messages and extracts code and say blocks separately from them. Say is displayed and code is executed, e.g. by sending a request to the appropriate lights. Connecting the lights to the system. This topic focuses on the use of the language model, but I will add that in my case, the lights would be controlled, for example, by Tasmota HTTP, which supports both Tasmota and OpenBeacon. To turn on a given light, just send an HTTP request to it. But you can read about it, for example, in the Tasmota documentation. Thanks to this connection of devices, we also have integration with Home Assistant. More precisely, Home Assistant can also control the same devices. App demo. In order to test the idea, I prepared a small window application that allows you to enter answers/commands for AI, as well as add ready-made answers from a predefined list, in order to speed up testing. The application also tracks the state of the at-the-moment simulated. Whites and colors the fragments of the conversation accordingly. Here is a short demonstration. As announced, ChatGPT is able to correctly understand loose commands given in natural language. It has no problem recognizing what we mean and correctly uses the API provided to it to control the lights. This is not an ordinary bot that looks for "turn on kitchen" rigidly. Here the entire advanced language model interprets "ow".